Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, and at least for the short term, I'm going to still say in 2018, I'm sure it's going to be a dynamic year. I want to thank our team for everything they did in 2017, especially Chris Jarrell, who has been Mr. Reliable. I don't think he missed a day of work or a programming event for the whole year. And also Alex Cooper, who made my life also a lot easier. They're a great team, great guys. Our next guest, let's see if I get it right, Matthew Brogy of Repsley. Like, see, I got it wrong, that part. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us about the company.
Repsley is a software company. We do mobile CRM software for field teams. We have, at this point, customers in 70 countries, about 1,000 customers that use the software to manage everything that the field teams do. A lot of what the software is about is collecting data accurately and efficiently. And another big chunk of the value that we provide is managing the field team itself and making the team itself efficient.
Are you dedicated to any specific industries?
Not dedicated. The product is super flexible. We have found that about 65 to 70% of our customers are in the CPG space. So there are mobile teams that are doing field marketing, field sales.
CPG meaning?
Consumer packaged goods.
Okay.
So think of brands that are trying to get their product.
Well, let's use Tide as an example, probably.
You could use Tide. We tend to deal with
smaller,
more medium-sized companies that have 50 to 100 reps in the field. Tide being a Procter & Gamble product, they've got somewhere on the order of 3,000 merchandisers in the field.
That's their most profitable product by far.
It is. I did quite a bit of work earlier in my career with the Procter & Gamble company, and they used to refer to the guy that sold Tide into Walmart as the billion-dollar sales guy because they did $1 billion worth of Tide in Walmart alone.
That seems like an annuity.
Not so bad.
Not so bad. So how long have you been in business?
Repsley was originally founded as a company called SalesPod in 2010. It was founded in Croatia by Marko Linki and Marko Kovac, two guys that went to school together at the University of Zagreb. They founded the company really as a part of a project. They were building software to help L'Oreal get that last, you know, quarter mile, that last kilometer, I guess, over there, of knowledge about what happens to the product once it gets on the shelf. The company Repsley itself was founded in 2014 as kind of a roll-on of SalesPod. We funded the company with some angel investment out of Boston in 2014, and at that point created Repsley as a U.S. company and absorbed SalesPod as a wholly owned subsidiary.
So are you competing with companies like Salesforce?
No, we don't see Salesforce very much. Salesforce is actually what we use to describe what Repsley is to people. Salesforce is a large-scale, fairly complex product that's optimized for managing sales pipelines and sales processes. But it's geared more towards people that do their job at a desk, do their job sitting down. What Repsley does is we make software for people that do their job standing up. Mm-hmm. So they're standing in front of a shelf, merchandising the product, or looking to see what competitors are doing, or they're out visiting and speaking with their customers. So it's ideally used by people that are, like I said, doing their job standing up.
Interesting. How many people in the company today?
We've got, I believe, 42, could be 43.
There, so you have your own sales reps, or are you using agents?
We have both. We've got a sales office in Boston that takes care of North America, and then we use partners to sell for us outside of the U.S. for the most part. We've got a strong partner down in Johannesburg. We've got a really strong partner in Moscow, one in Indonesia, one in Mexico, one in Croatia. And we're actually actively building our partner network this year. It's one of our key focuses for 2018 is to build out that partner network. We're going to try and add 15 to 20 productive resellers to the team this year.
That should make a difference.
It should. It's a big piece of our growth for this year is slated to come through the partner channel. So far, it's been about 40% of our business over the last few years. We expect it to continue to be around 40 to 50% of our business moving forward.
So let's say I owned I had a local ice cream brand that I was selling to a few thousand stores. What would your product do for me that I'm not getting already?
Yeah, if you're selling to a few thousand stores, you might be a little bit on the small side for where we like to play. Our best customers sell, for example, through some of the major chains, Whole Foods. If you're in Whole Foods, then there's a very good chance that that will be a good fit for you. Whole Foods is distributed all over the country. If you've got reps that are visiting stores, let's say 20 reps spread around the country, maybe one or two reps covering one or two states. Repsley does two main things for you that it's hard to do without a software like Repsley, and we believe we're unique in the fact that we cover two areas extremely well. The first is this data collection, simple data collection. So if you're smaller, you're trying to solve the problem on your own, and you have your reps go out and take pictures of shelves. You might have them send you emails when they see things that you should know about, competitive activity, for example. With Repsley, you can create your own forms and make it very, very simple to collect that data and then to manage and report on that data after the fact. So streamlining the process of understanding what is going on out in the field and bringing that information in to the home office so that you can make better decisions on marketing plans and things like that is one of the key strengths that Repsley has. The other one is managing the team itself. So communication between the team, knowing who's doing what, when they're doing it, knowing what kind of coverage you're getting across your territory. Repsley takes every activity that is done by a field rep and geostamps it, timestamps it, and marries that up with the data that's collected. So you can see every form that's filled out, every photo that's taken, every check-in that's done at a customer. You can see that information on a map. You can compare that against the spread of the customers that you're trying to deal with, see what kind of coverage you're getting, see which activities are most prevalent in which areas of the territories that you're trying to cover. So it gives you the tools to be able to get very efficient with how you manage the field teams.
So give us a little bit about your background.
I've been in software since the early days of my career. In 1987, I started working for Wang Labs. Back then, I was on the hardware side, but about 3 years in, migrated into the software world. I stayed with Wang for about 12 years, through the good times, through the bad times, and then back through the resurgence that was happening. I was employee number 30,000 or so. But when I left, I went to a company that was pure startup. I was employee number two at a company called Masterworks, running out of Wakefield. Right around the dot-com era, we were building custom software on the web. Grew to about 45 people there before the dot-com bubble burst, and we ended up selling off pieces of the software. I spent a few more years with some other medium-sized companies before getting back into the startup world with a company called 11 Technology, based out of Cambridge, where we did mobile software very similar to what Repsley does. It was custom software for very large-scale field forces in the CPG space. We successfully sold that company to Trimble. Then I was out on my own for 4 or 5 years, just doing mobile technology consulting for medium-sized software companies. It was back in the day when mobile was all the rage, and companies had to figure out how to mobilize their software, which is when I met Marco through just some relationships. Marco Kovac was just about 6 years ago, pretty much to the day. He was just starting to bring Repsley from kind of an experimental, early stage software that had kind of grown based on customer demands. They got some big customers that kind of pushed the product towards an enterprise scale. But Marco decided he wanted something much simpler, reinvented the software in 2012, and at the same time decided he wanted to break out of the Croatian market and just get into North America. So I worked with Marco for a while, kind of as a project for my consulting business. And then as we started to get a few customers, it was late 2012, early 2013, we had 5 or 6 customers on this new software. Decided to drop the relationships that I had in my consulting business and go full-time working with the now sale Repsley team.
Interesting. Very interesting. If somebody wants to find you in the company, how would they do that?
I'm in Boston. You can go to Repsley.com. You can reach me at Matthew.Brogie, B-R-O-G-I-E, at Repsley.com. I'm in Boston. We're in the office most of the time. We do mostly, it's mostly inbound style marketing, so we don't spend a lot of time traveling. That's the best way to find me.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show. Will you come back again and talk about different updates on CRM, things like that?
I'd love to do that. The company right now is at a pretty fast-paced growth. We should have some interesting things happening in the next year to 2 years, and I'd love to be able to give you an update.
I love talking CRM. We'll talk about that a little bit as soon as we get offline.
Sounds great.
Good. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're going to take a break. And, you know, stay tuned because there will be more stories of entrepreneurship right after this.